cluster of neighboring tents in advanced base camp occupied by a Japanese expedition. The weather had still not relented, but word was circulating that two Japanese climbers, Hiroshi Hanada and Aisuki Shigekawa, and three Sherpas were in position at high camp and planning to depart for a summit attempt that night. Singh's own climbers were of no use. Those back in their tents were exhausted from their aborted efforts on the ridge, and it would take at least 2 days for anyone from advanced base camp to reach the stranded men. Singh had no option but to implore the Japanese expedition leader, Koji Yada, to assist him. If his men were still alive, they most certainly wouldn't be after a second night, and the Japanese summit team, relatively fresh, strong, and well-supplied, might be their last chance. The conversation took place in three languages, English, Japanese, and Hindi, but Singh came away believing that the Japanese would do their best to provide whatever assistance they could. The ensuing 24 hours were fraught with confusion. Communication on Everest was problematic even in the best conditions, and the storm had reduced radio contact to the most basic and sporadic dialogue. What few reports filtered down the mountain convinced Singh that a rescue was underway, yet he also learned that the Japanese had pushed on to the summit. How could this be? By 5:30 p.m. on May 12th,